You're listening to SBS News.
In Queenstown for the annual Australia and New Zealand Leaders Meeting on Monday, Prime Ministers Jacinda Ardern and Scott Morrison took a moment to commemorate the Anzacs at the Arrowtown War Memorial Park. Both leaders agree in the age of a global pandemic that those ties are more pertinent than ever.
We have pursued a very uniquely Anzac path, I think, through COVID-19. We also must continue to pursue a very Anzac path through the many other challenges we face.
We are family, and the pandemic has underscored that in many ways. You've seen the scenes of people being reunited, but there's also been the cooperation during COVID.
The international visit comes 6 weeks since the Trans-Tasman travel bubble began. It's now hoped other Pacific countries like Fiji, Vanuatu, Tonga and the Solomon Islands can be next. But Prime Minister Ardern says the safety of citizens won't be jeopardised.
Australia and New Zealand share an enthusiasm for where it is safe to do so, exploring additional options for expanding the Trans-Tasman bubble. However, we both acknowledge that we want to maintain the freedoms we have. That means maintaining the very high bar that between ourselves we have set.
Another challenge close to home is the growing tension in the Indo-Pacific region. At the joint Prime Ministerial press conference, Ms. Ardern became frustrated at suggestions New Zealand is cozying up to China. As the superpower becomes more assertive in the region, New Zealand's leader is asserting her stance.
You've already heard me speak directly and strongly to refute the assertion that we are doing anything other than maintaining a very principled position on human rights issues, on trade issues as they relate to China. I think you'll find very little difference in many of the messages that we've been sending relative to Australia. But I reject any suggestion that we don't carry and deliver on our behalf and towards the international community.
But the nation's foreign minister has previously expressed apprehension about using the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance to stand up to China. Australia's leader, Scott Morrison, maintains he's in lockstep with his counterpart, saying it's Beijing trying to paint a different picture.
Great partners, friends, allies, indeed family. There will be those far from here who would seek to divide us, and they will not succeed.
Mr. Morrison has also welcomed New Zealand's backing of Australia's World Trade Organization challenge against China's tariffs on barley.
Australia and New Zealand are trading nations, but neither of us would ever trade our sovereignty or trade our values.
Prime Minister Ardern has also invited her Australian counterpart to attend the APEC summit in New Zealand next month. She's also due to travel to Australia in July. In Queenstown, Pablo Viñales, SBS News.